Brule and Wren were breakfasting off what was left of the bread and hurling apple cores at the bound figure dangling from a pine bough. Briony seized Toggart's paw.
Look, it's Vale. Those two foxes must have captured him.
But them looking like nasty beasts. What can us be doing about Master Vale?
Briony studied the situation below before answering.
They're armed. We couldn't risk an open fight. But I think I might have an idea that will work. Here's what we do.
Wren the fox threw some twigs on the fire and sprawled on the ground, eyeing Vale.
Suppose this swart warlord would pay a bit of ransom to have his darling son back in one piece, mate?
Brule looked at his companion pityingly.
You've gone squishy in the brains, Wren. The only thing a warlord would give you for taking his kin prisoner would be your own head on a plate. Yuck!
A hard green pine cone struck the fox on his nose, followed a moment later by another, which bounced off his partner's jaw. Wren grabbed his spear, snarling.
Oh, slinging corns! Ouch!
Another solid green cone hit him in the eye. Brule was about to take out a sling when a green cone stung his paw.
Oh! Oi! Stop chucking those things, will he?
He fell back, clutching his mouth as he spat out a broken tooth. Cones came whizzing in, thick and fast and accurate. The two foxes were battered and bewildered. The missiles seemed to be coming from everywhere. Wren could hardly see, having been struck in both eyes. Brule had been belted over the head 5 times in quick succession by cones. He was feeling very sore and dazed. They huddled together, crouching to escape the stinging rain of hard green cones. But the cones kept hurtling in, thwacking them hard as ever, bouncing off their skinny backs and bottoms until Brule howled out.
Stop it! Stop it! We're going!
Thwack, ping, thud, clack. The green cones continued. The two foxes could bear it no more.
No!
Let's get out here!
Eek!
They fled through the woods away to where it was open ground, regardless of rain, limping and hopping in pain. Toggart rolled down into the hollow and sat with his paws hanging limply by his sides.
Whoa, my old paws'll drop off if an eye flings just one more they piney cones war.
Briony stretched painfully to reach the ropes binding Vale's paws at the bow.
Vale, poor Vale,
she cried. The moment Vale's paws were free, he tore away the gag from his mouth and yelled angrily at the mouse maid.
What in the name of blood and fear are you following me for?
Ignoring the hurt in Briony's eyes, he continued.
Still spying on me, eh? Well, don't you just leave me alone!
Briony was dismayed and puzzled at Vale's attitude.
But we saved you from those vermin. They might have ended up killing you, Vale.
The young ferret stormed about the hollow, rubbing life back into his paws, which were still numb from being bound.
Well, I didn't need saving, see? I was ready to slip those ropes and grab the spear. I can look after myself without you and that stupid mole running around trying to nurse-maid me.